That's a pretty broad umbrella down. This weekend, I had the opportunity to preach at Messiah, and I preached to you all about Jesus as the true vine, and the Father as the vine dresser. And as the vine dresser, God is the keeper of His church, of the vine, of the branches, of you, of the fruit. God is the keeper. Can everybody hear me? Gonna be louder. This is really loud. Hold it up to my mouth. Take it out and do this. Okay, we're gonna do this. The Father is the keeper. And the Psalm, the Old Testament reading we had this weekend, I picked it out, is the text I want to consider today. The vine dresser, the keeper. That is God the Father. He's the keeper not only of the entire world, of the entire universe, the sun, the stars, everything. He is also the keeper of each one of you individually. And He's been keeping us, His believers, in faith for thousands and thousands of years. The believers of the Old Testament, this is all, they wrote 15 psalms that you find in the book of Psalms called the Songs of Ascent. These are Psalms 120 through Psalm 134. And the Old Testament believers would use these psalms and sing these psalms as they made their way to Jerusalem. And so, one of these psalms will read today. So there's psalms of journey that the people would use. Journey to the Passover. Each one of us is really on a journey as well. As we make our way towards the end of the year, we will take time to reflect on this past year's journey here at Emmanuel. We had an entire day dedicated to a class day or a recap the accomplishments of athletics and academics different individuals had, activities that took place. The seniors will each write a senior paragraph recapping the last 4 years in one little thumbnail sketch and put it in the Lance. The Lance is a publication that takes place for what took place here at Emmanuel for the last year. I'm going to just put this back in here. I think we're okay now. And so it's appropriate that we reflect on the one who has kept us for this past year and for all of our years here at Emmanuel. And so let's read Psalms 121, the psalm that describes our keeper. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Have any of you, raise your hand, have any of you ever been to the Rocky Mountains? Oh, a lot of you. Okay. So you all know how big and how powerful the Rocky Mountains are. It's hard to explain to someone who's never been there how huge, majestic, and powerful these mountains seem to be. And from an earthly perspective, there is not much more powerful and protective than these huge mountains. And now think of these Israelites journeying on the way to Jerusalem, looking at the mountains. And they say, I look to the mountains, is that where my help comes from? It's hard to imagine something greater than the mountains of the Rockies. However, is that where your protection comes from? From something physical? Even if you owned a mountain and had that mountain protecting you, would that truly be your greatest source of strength? In the United States, we have a great, mighty, powerful army. Is that where your protection comes from? Does your protection come from your professors? Or your dorm parents? Or even your physical parents? Verse 2, my help comes from the Lord. The Lord is our help. The Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He who made the Rockies. He who gave power to the United States. He who set your parents over you. He is your help. No one else. Now on the journey to Jerusalem, these people faced many dangers as they journeyed. You know, they had to walk all the way there. They definitely could have twisted their foot, and yet it says here, he will not allow your foot to be moved. You will not twist an ankle unless it is for your good. We know that all things work together for our good. And so God will not allow anything to happen to us that could be bad for us. No matter what happens, it is good. He who keeps you will not slumber. Even your dorm parents go to bed eventually. I know it seems like they may stay up all night. I know Brian probably feels like he stays up all night. But even they sleep at some point. But Jehovah does not slumber. He does not sleep. The people had to, journeying all the way to Jerusalem, likely had to set watch guards every night to make sure that thieves and robbers didn't come and ransack their camp. These watchmen had an important job to make sure that the people were safe. And yet these watchmen would often, and could certainly, fall asleep, get tired. They had to walk all day and then stay up all night. But Jehovah does not slumber. Jehovah does not sleep. Jehovah is our keeper. The right hand is often thought of as the source of power. And where does our power, our confidence, come from as Christians? It says right here, "The Lord is the shade at your right hand. As constant as your shadow is, so is the Lord." He is always right here with you. And He's on your right hand, your source of power. Jehovah is the shade of your right hand, and His presence is more constant than your shadow, because the shadow needs the sun and the moon to cast it. But Jehovah is constant. So that even if, as verse 6 says, the sun shall strike you by day, the moon shall not strike you by night, even if the sun and the moon themselves turn against you, God's child, He will protect you from all harm, because He is your keeper. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. The devil, the world, the sinful, our own sinful flesh, all of these things have been conquered by Christ. Just as we just celebrated in this last Easter season, Christ suffering, dying on the cross, being raised again for our justification, this is the receipt that we receive showing that Christ conquered death, and now we need fear it as little as our grave. He shall preserve your soul, because God's ultimate goal is to get you, His believer, His branch, to heaven. That is God's ultimate goal, and He is working everything in the world to make that happen. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. At our baptism this weekend, when Robin Milkey was baptized, this passage was said, and it was most likely said at your baptism as well. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in. Whatever you do, whether you come, whether you go, whatever it is, the Lord will preserve you from this time forevermore. Because from the point of your baptism, your eternal life began. And it will continue forevermore with Christ in God. "He who lives and believes in me will never die," Jesus said. And that is the promise that we can count on. Some people may look at this school manual, which explains God with us, by the way. God with us, our keeper, our preserver. Some people may look at this school and assign all kinds of reasons why this school continues. Look at the work of the professors they put in all the time, putting in extra hours. The love that the students show each other. But this is looking at the physical. This is just looking at the outside. We know that it is Jehovah who keeps us. We know that it is God with us who continues to preserve us for 60 years and forward. As long as we remain faithful to His word, the Lord promises that He will keep us. I first got to Emmanuel 12 years ago. In the fall of this year, it'll be 12 years. You freshmen were probably like 2 years old. And I can say, God has kept me. God has kept this campus. The professors have been here longer than I have, and they can say, God has kept Emmanuel. May we all keep that in the forefront of our minds as a thought as we continue this year, wherever we may go next year, whether we're coming back or not, may we remember to keep this in our minds. I am kept. Amen. We will sing of our keeper in hymn 883, verses 1 through 3. 883, 1 through 3.